Sleeping Ugly by Krista Gadeant and Lexi Bortz.
Once upon a time, there was a king that was a pig, and he fell in love with a queen that was human. They were going to have the ugliest baby they've ever seen, but it didn't matter. They were still proud. One day, a soldier snuck into their wonderful castle and angrily killed the king and queen. Little baby Melissa was left to her fairy godmother, Magnificent. Magnificent took care of the little lonely girl, noticing a pig snout was growing, and she snorted whenever she laughed or talked. Magnificent was friends with the new king and queen and brought Melissa there to get baptized. Little did the king and queen know that three evil fairy godmothers were in their castle, Lousy, Lisa, and Lily.
They were plotting to put an evil spell on any baby that got baptized that day. Unfortunately, Melissa was one. Magnificent went on with the baptism. Crying, Melissa was baptized with a boy named Harry, the royal baby of the king and queen of Piggy Kingdom. Right after they were baptized, Lousy, Lisa, and Lily appeared out of nowhere. Everybody's eyes looked like they were popping out of their heads. They all ran for cover, yelling, "The witches are here! The witches are here!" in a panicked way. Quickly, the three evil godmothers set a spell on Melissa and Harry. Melissa's spell was when she turned 10, she would die from drowning in mud. Harry's spell was he would become an awful, ugly, hairy child. After all the dramatic action, Magnificent changed the spells just a tad bit. Melissa's spell was changed by she would only fall asleep and could only be awakened by a true love's hiss. Harry's was whenever he gave a lovely widow true love's hiss, he would become the most handsome boy in the whole kingdom of Piggy.
Every mother heard of this fixing spell, and she wanted her baby daughter to be the lucky widow, except Magnificent. She thought the prince would be self-centered. 7 years later, Magnificent took Melissa to a huge farmyard and thought she would fit right in with the pigs. Whenever Melissa went in the mud, Magnificent watched her closely as she rolled around in it. Magnificent always tried to get Melissa to take a bath, but Melissa always refused by saying, "I'm not normal, so why should I take a bath like most normal people?" Then Magnificent retorted, "Don't take that tone with me, young lady." Then, of course, Melissa started crying, and Magnificent felt bad. So she patted her back gently, replying, "Oh, Melissa, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean it that way. I meant that you've got to take a bath at least once a week. Everybody takes baths, usually every day or every other day. So consider yourself lucky and dirty." Melissa was happy, and she stopped crying and said, "Okay." 1 year later, she went for a walk around the farmyard. She saw a boy that claimed his name was Prince Harry II. To her, he looked more like garbage. He was hairy, fluffy, soft, ugly, young, naughty, stupid, smelly, fat, and short.
To him, Melissa was more like a pig, so he said, "What's up with the pig snout and warts?" Melissa retorted back with a snort, "My dad was a pig, and I'm proud of being part pig, so shut up, you ugly thing." Melissa turned with her head held high, hands on hips, and left with all her dignity back to her mud. Meanwhile, Magnificent was wondering where Melissa had wandered off to. Soon after Melissa returned, Magnificent was furious. "Where have you been?" Melissa answered by saying, "Out and about around the farmyard. Oh, and I met this boy that claimed his name was Prince Harry II. Magnificent soon became more eager to hear the rest of the story. "What did he look like?" Very, I can't explain it. He was just so ugly." Magnificent was stunned and said, "He really was the prince. You've got to find him again." Melissa argued with Magnificent all night until the next day. Then Melissa's birthday happened that day, and she met the prince again and apologized for the day before. They started going out on dates and soon fell in love. Then Melissa turned 10 and her evil spell over. Magnificent had forgotten all about her 10th birthday and let Melissa go in her mud. A little after she started going in the mud, of course, she didn't die, but she fell into a deep sleep.
Magnificent wailed and cried. She called up Melissa's boyfriend, Prince Harry II, but Lousy, Lisa, and Lily had turned him into a pig. They didn't know Magnificent had the power to turn him back, so that's why she did. She told Prince Harry to hiss at her. He didn't know if it would work, but he tried, and it worked. 10 years later, they got married and had three kids. Their kids' names were Lexi, Krista, and Dustin. They lived happily ever after.
P.S. Dustin started to grow a pig snout and had warts.